Christ. Texas, we win. Texas, you will bring forth the awakening. Texas, you will do it. You will do it, Texas. You are mine and I am yours. I placed you where I wanted you and you are mine. And we will see the stench evaporate like dew when the hot Texas sun falls upon it. We will see the stench removed. I stand for you, Texas. Stand for me, says the Spirit of grace. I release a grace over Texas. I release a grace over Texas. I release a grace over Texas. And we shall see the fruit of the prayers that have come up in Texas. The courage of Texas. And you know what the Lord means by this? The swag. The way Texas moves. The attitude of Texas is coming forth. In Jesus' name, we believe it. And we thank you for that word, Lord. Go ahead.
Glory to God. We know who we are. We know whose we are.
And you will receive whatever you need. You said, pray and I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land.
Yes, Lord, you said it, Lord. You said you'd heal our land. Oh,
you said your glory will fill the earth like water the seas. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is near. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us.
Oh, you light filling the whole earth, Lord. Hallelujah, you set your glory.
Your glory will fill the earth like water the seas. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is near. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you. Lord, that's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us.
Your light's permeating the whole earth, Lord. today. It's invading every corner of darkness. Give us the nations, Lord. Oh Lord, I ask for a nation, asking you will receive. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I ask for the nation. Sing it out, church.
Oh, Lord, we ask for the nation.
Tell our nation to come to our church, the United States.
Oh, Lord, I ask for the nation.
For Israel, Lord, for Africa. Hallelujah.
For the nation,
for the nation of Texas, Lord, hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I ask for the nation.
We're asking, seeking and knocking, Lord.
Oh Lord, I ask for the nation. Ask and I will give the nations to you. Oh Lord, that's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light. As it rises on high, you said, ask and I will give the nations to you. Lord, that's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see the light as it rises on us.
Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Kings will come to the God light residing inside you. Each and every one of you is a glory and light carrier. Let the words of light and authority forth like a river, like a torrent. Oh Jesus, when you speak my word, when you say my word, the actual matter changes. When you utter my rhema, authority, oh, it changes everything. It changes everything. It changes everything. Your word changes. Sing with me. Your word changes. It has in itself to bring it to pass. Your changes. changes. It's there right now in the molecular. Your changes, spirit, soul, and body. Your changes, nations and heads and authority. Your changes, bodies and relationships and families. Your changes, even the hardest heart. Your changes.
You are the other Lord.
from your heart. He is worthy. He truly is worthy of it all. Whether you give it to him or not, he's worthy of it. So choose to give it to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing it together. Here we go.
Receive our praises, Lord. Receive our worship, Lord. Oh, most high God, receive our praises today. Receive our worship today. We praise you and we love you. You are the object of our best affection. We adore you, Lord. We love you, Father. We thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you that you redeemed our lives from a pit. We thank you, Lord, that you have secured our future. Jesus did it, and we're so grateful for it. Jesus did it, and I am grateful for that. I thank you for it, Lord. Blessing and honor and glory and power be given to the Most High God. Blessing and honor and glory and power be given to the Most High God. Blessing and honor and glory and power be given to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is nos kitab raba koton de dieste basse kitisho. Se glevrebe ke tumbros ta masse kitish standere in dalla mossi. Vrebe ke tambos de ba ele kitos kalevrebe ke tu.
I'm standing in the path. I'm standing in the place. I'm standing at the crossroads, the cross places of your moment. And I'm saying, come up, come up. Come up and come in, for I have much work for you to do. I need your heart. I need your energy. I need your strength. I need your words. I need those authoritative commands launched from your spirit that have been unctioned by the edict of the Holy Ghost. Come in, army. Stand up. Listen. It's time.
The grand muster.
The levels are changing. The levels are changing from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Stepping in, stepping in. You won't be late. Go into that place. Go into there. The nations are calling. The nations are there. Go into that place. Go higher and deep. Go into that place. And my blessings will be steep.
Woo. Hallelujah. Let me see that for a minute, honey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Vrebe hotu bakasim bre stambre be hotu likila vrebe toto sabrako tora baratista tista tista.
I hear your praises. I hear your voices. I hear the authority coming from your mouths, the authority I've given you. Now take that authority and do something in this world. Do something in the United States. Do something in Texas, because it's by your words that things will move.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kitov. Hey, you know Hebrew. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That was awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Well, ushers, if you'll pass the communion, please. Today, we have one day left, but we're going to enter into a fast with the body of Christ, as you know, around the world. There are millions of Christians, and particularly here in the United States, that are going to be fasting. Now, fasting doesn't move God. Doesn't move God. It moves you.
Right.
You can hear better. You can see better. You can flow better. You can pray better. You just kind of get all the parasite drag out of the way. You know what parasite drag is? It's just the extra weight that you're taking. Thank you very much. And so, today we're going to take communion together to commit in a covenant to I'm kind of popping here, John. To commit to we're going to make a covenant with each other that we're going to keep our fast. And so if you don't intend to keep it, I would just take your communion for another reason. But you could take it for the other reasons. But the thing about God is He's a covenant keeper. And so we're going for 21 days. Those of you who are new, if you need to pray about this, pray about it. We're going for 21 days. Thank you, Shug. Appreciate that. We're going for 21 days, And do not give up food and water. We need you to stay on earth. But fast from something that you know you need to take care of. There's something that probably has a hold of you that you don't ever want to do without. Mm-hmm. So fast from that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, don't fast from cussing if you don't cuss. If you do, you need to fast from that from now on.
Right.
But you know what I'm telling you. You know, you don't, if you don't fast from cookies, if you don't eat cookies, fast from something that, or something you do, maybe a television program that maybe you need, you're too hung up on. Thank you again. You're such a blessing. She's watching me try to get into these things. So, you know what to do, right? Now, how many of you are actually participating? Let me see your hands. Okay, so probably over 90% of us here. So, Genesis 47:27 says, Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Exodus 8:22, God said this about Goshen. Now I want you to hear this. I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. Remember the 10 plagues? To the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of thee, in the midst of the earth. And then verse 26 says this, only in the land of Goshen where the children of Israel were, was there no hail.
Wow.
So wherever you lived, everything went okay.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. It was a fertile land. So even when they were in slavery, when they were imprisoned, they still had the better place. Interesting. So I just want to tell you that the people of God that live in the kingdom are living in Goshen. If I could just say this right here, it's why it's so important for you to vote. Vote the Bible. That's your seed into America. And when you sow your seed, no matter what happens, you will be absolutely protected in the land of Goshen. I mean, America's had some rough years with this administration, right? I'm sure you realize that. But we're all right. We're all right. We're okay. Amen. God's done us well. Amen. So, we're just going to move ahead and commit to this. I want to say a couple of things about it, and we're going to know that as we fast, we're going to be all right. Amen. Because of the fact that Jesus' body was broken for us, that his blood was shed in our behalf, we acknowledge that he bore sin, sickness, disease, sorrow, grief, fear, torment, unforgiveness, strife, and lack for us. Through his substitutionary sacrifice, we have complete redemption, total deliverance from the works of Satan. You agree with that? As for creations in Christ, as new creations in Christ Jesus, we realize our freedom has been bought and paid for. We are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we give thanks for it in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. Amen. Did everybody get yours? Did you all get it? Okay, we have two people that did not get anything. Thank you, Jesus. All right, praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. We're going to wait for him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and we give you glory. We thank you for your body that was broken for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. We got time. Don't fret about it. This is family. We're going to make it right. Thank you, Jesus. Chris is going to get out his pocket knife now and fix it. So. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One in 100,000 people have problem-solving skills. Chris is one of those people. Thank you, Lord. Good? Okay. All right. Praise God. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. I'm saying it for you. And said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And we did. After this manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and do drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Let us partake together. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just give you thanks right now for all that you provided for us in Christ Jesus. We confess this day that we are blessed of the Lord. This covenant we entered into at the new birth is a covenant filled with the exceeding great and precious promises of God. And we are partakers. We are healed, redeemed, delivered from the authority of darkness. We're translated into the kingdom of his dear son. We're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We come behind in no good thing. All that we set our hands to do prosper. And we praise you, Father, for the newness of life we now enjoy in Jesus' name. And if you agree with that, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 8:18. We're going to receive our offering. One of my favorite scriptures, Deuteronomy. Sounds like a song when you say it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, God is good. God is so good. Things are happening. Aren't you glad to be a Texan today? Aren't you glad to be a Christian even more? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Deuteronomy 8:18, you shall remember Jehovah your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant which he sworn to your fathers as it is this day. Prosperity has a purpose. Prosperity has a purpose. There are three reasons why we should prosper. Number one, God wants to keep his covenant. Number two, destroy the works of darkness. If you're prosperous and blessed, you can help somebody. You can destroy the works of darkness. And number three, you can advance the kingdom. Amen. If you're going to do number one, keeping the covenant, God's the covenant keeper. Psalm 89:34 says, I will not break my covenant. He will not change. He will not break his covenant nor change the thing which has gone out of my lips. He's going to keep his side. Now, we just received covenant. We're going to keep our side. How do we keep our side? By faith, we're going to receive all that God has for us. All that God has for us. And so he'll deliver us. He'll see us through. Listen, God started this whole thing by being a supplier. We just haven't counted on him enough. Amen. Are y'all here? So he's the deliverer. He's the supplier. He's the protector. I know sometimes you want to think you're so great and grand, but I'm telling you, you're pretty good, but God's better. God's way higher. God can take care of things. He has a million ways to take care of things that you didn't even think about. You didn't even think about it. Prosperity is God's way. It is God's way. It's all in the Bible. If you don't believe the prosperity message, you're out of the will of God. I'll tell you that. You are out of the will of God. You're like, well, that's pretty strong. No, the Bible says be strong, be courageous, and get enough word in you so that you'll be a success. Well, what's a success? To be broken, sick, and in bondage, and have fear and worry? That's not success. Success is to do well enough so that you can help the kingdom go forward. All you have, church, all you have to do to not serve mammon, to not be wrong about this, is one thing. You have money, it doesn't have you. You have things, they don't have you. That's the difference. If I gave you $1 million today, could you say in your heart that tomorrow, if God asked you for that, would you be able to give it to him? That's when you know you're prosperous. Because you know prosperity, that you didn't get that. And that's not the last finances you'll ever see. We're in the kingdom. We're the pipelines. It flows through us. And we get wet along the way. So Father, we thank you for every tither and giver. We thank you for blessing our lives today. Lord, you're so good to us. You have supplied and supplied and supplied. Right down to this week, you have supplied our needs. We are grateful for everything that you've done. You are the multiplier to the giver. You are the protector of the tither, and we thank you for that, and we bless you, Lord. And whatever you have for us to do, we choose to do it as a group together in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers. Praise the Lord. I wanted to mention to you about, you know, we're sowing into church building. Oh, if you would like to give via text message, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give is 73256. And click the link and you will see how to give. And I want to talk to you about, you know, we've given into this church plant. I believe that's why the Lord led us to sing, Lord, We Ask for the Nations, because that's our prayer together. Because when I wrote Pastor Hammond, I told him, I said, we're committed to funds, but we're committed to prayer. And so they will make the choices of where they will plant the churches. But remember, the scripture says, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. But it says this, make disciples. So we don't need to just send an evangelist in and then leave the people saved out there doing nothing. They need to be brought into local churches. Local churches are very important, and not just pastors. People need to be discipled. And so that's what they're doing. That's what they're achieving. So it will cause people to rise up and be successful and be blessed and get free. So when it says the islands, we'll see. I just have a feeling that you're going to find out that our church is going to be down on some island that we planted. I just feel like it will be. Amen. I don't care. I want to go for however. I'm with them for all 50. You know, in my heart, I'm going to be praying. But you're just going to know that victory is touching other lands more than ever. We always have. We've always given. But even more now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to first. Praying in tongues. First Thessalonians 5:23. Slow the roll here. Praise the Lord. God is good. While you're going there, I'm going to tell you we have a new church member this morning. She was born yesterday. Yeah. That's why La Familia is not sitting over here. They're probably all sleeping. I don't know. But Karina had Presley yesterday. And 4 pounds, 15 ounces, I think, is... What? 15. If it was 18, she'd be 5'2". Yeah. So they just made a mistake on when they wrote it in there. But so she's here. And she's really little and really cute. So, Bobby is shining. Praise the Lord. Isn't it great to be a daddy? Praise God. I know you fathers are so blessed with your children. All right. You ready? Yeah. This is and here we go. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I will pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read you another version. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Now, most of you know that sanctify sounds a little religious, but it means to separate. Okay, it means to separate. So it says here that he wants to preserve you spirit, soul, and body. Okay, that's what he wants to do. So he wants you to be whole. Got that? Wants you to be whole. So he, entire, full, complete. He is a God of peace. And it's said there, use the word peace there. It's Irene. Okay. Irene in Greek. And it means peace, quiet. You know what it actually says there? Set at one again. In other words, brought back together. In other words, it resembles another peace word you know in Hebrew, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All put back together, but better. Yeah. Everything's good. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. When the Hebrew people say shalom, they're saying, how is it with you? And when the other one answers, everything's great. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Right. That's how they talk. God wants you to live nothing missing, nothing broken. That's how he wants you to live. That's what I read in the scripture. Amen. Now, some would argue that God doesn't want you to be whole. They think that he sends thorns and that he gives and takes away. But if they studied the word, they would see that Satan sends the thorns and fear causes things to be taken away. Amen. So the truth is, you've been given authority to rebuke, bind, cast out the messenger of Satan, and God gave you that authority, and then if you'll receive love, love himself, perfect love, cast out fear. So you can just automatically get rid of both of those things if you'll just believe God. Praise the Lord. Church, demons are real. They're real, and you don't have to ever be afraid of them. They are influences that try to put thoughts in your mind. And many times they're familiar. And that when you keep, listen, the devil wants you to be quiet. Yeah. And listen, they all just were quiet right then. I'll try it again. Thank you for saying yes. The devil wants you to be quiet. God wants you speaking. God wants you using your authority. God wants you to say something. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Okay, so, but those influences, they hang around and they want to see what bait you'll take.
Yeah, that's true.
So when it comes to love, they're gonna try to get you offended.
Yeah. Yep.
Over anything. They'll just come along. Amen. When it comes to hope, they're gonna try to get you disappointed.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When it comes to faith, they're gonna get you to start questioning. Well, why didn't that work? Well, why don't I have it? Well, why? You need to ignore all of those things and know that God is saying yes to you and that he will help you get through whatever need you need to get through. You'll get there. So we're talking about being spirit-led, and we talked about spirit, soul, and body. The body, an organized system formed by the creative energy of God out of the dust of the earth, composed of bones, muscles, and nerves, of arteries, veins, and a variety of other vessels in which the blood and other fluids circulate. Isn't that so brilliant? Did you know that? That's your body, the soul, the mind, the will, emotions, the seat of the different affections and passions such as love, hatred, anger, with sensations, appetites, and propensities of different kinds. And then there's the spirit, which we should have put first. The immortal part, the source of life, the source of life. Now you're going to have to walk with me this morning because we're not going to stay shallow. Okay? So the source of life, which makes the other two function properly.
Yeah.
Okay. So you remember the man, the leper?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll talk about him in just a minute. I'm going to say one more thing before I go there though. I feel like the Lord's backing me up. Because somebody here needs to hear this. Maybe we don't all, we all get this, but maybe somebody. When you were born again, the Spirit of God came in you, right? Okay. You all understand that. But just when you were made, every person born again or not born again has an immortal spirit. Right? Whether you're saved or not, you're going to live forever. Because God made the spirit man. There's no choice in that. You're not going to just go dark and be gone. You're going to live somewhere. Okay, y'all agree with that? All right. So what we could say is, we could say that someone who's not born again has a pilot light. But when you get born again, you turn the gas on. And the whole thing comes alive. And so now you're burning, baby, burning. Now you're going. Now you've got a flame.
Yeah.
Right? You're lit up now. So that's the difference. So everybody has this little light, because if you didn't, you couldn't be breathing here, because God, the Creator, gave everybody a little light. Yeah. But now you're going. You're going. Okay. So, God wants to separate you and make you whole and blameless, spirit and soul and body. Now the leper, 10 of them come. Jesus heals all 10. Go show yourself to the priest. One turns around and runs back. Starts praising. Sarah comes to Jesus. Jesus says, where's the other 9? But he said this, your faith has made you whole. Now I submit to you, the other 9, you know what leprosy does? Not us, someone who has leprosy may lose their fingers, their toes, their ear, their nose, their foot, whatever. Parts are missing. So they're walking away, it stopped, but parts are still missing. He came back to Jesus, he was made whole. He got everything back. He had his fingers back. He had, when you're whole, you're whole. His faith made him whole. He knew what to do. So Jesus is in the business of making people whole. And we see that in the Bible. The woman with the issue of blood had the same thing. I mean, it said she was broke. Why'd they even mention that? She'd spent all of her money on doctors. Why did they even mention that? Why did it come up? Because Jesus had a plan to make her whole. So he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. So the blood didn't stop. I'm sure her iron level went back up. I'm sure whatever had to happen in her system after bleeding for so long, that all these things came back to her. And I believe she got all her money back too. Amen. So he wanted her to be whole. And he said, what did he say to her? He said, go in peace. Go in shalom. Go with nothing missing, nothing broken. That leper left that day with nothing missing and nothing broken. All right. God said in John 1, he said, this is John praying, God praying through John, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So he's talking about the body, soul, and spirit right there. He wants you to be whole. And you are headed right into it right now. The fast is even going to help that. You watch and see. Oh, yeah, I could tell that right now. Okay, so I was watching Brother Copeland. Imagine that. It was an old one. Him and Gloria were talking, and he got up there, and he said, God told me something. He said, God said, if you will commit to me, if you'll commit to me and listen to me, I'll show you how and help you lose the weight. This is when Brother Copeland was heavy. And Brother Copeland said, okay. Now, y'all know his story. He did that, and he's healthy as he can be and everything. And when he said it, I'll just tell you a little funny, and then I'll tell you what he said. So he says, Gloria says, okay, we'll talk about it. And he said, well, I was born fat. They had a hard time getting me out of my mother. And Gloria says, well, don't go that far back. But anyway, he made this very clear, and I really picked it up. He said, God didn't say, commit to me to lose weight. He said, commit to me and I'll show you how to take care of your body. Commit to me and you'll get as trim as you need to be. Commit to me. And he went on talking about this, the skinny glutton, that there are people who are actually skinny and, but they're doing as much harm for their body as people who are fat and all those. So what you gotta get you're thinking above some. Yeah. Commit to God to be healthy. Let him show you what to do.
Yeah.
Not commit to God, well, I'm going to lose weight. No, just commit to God. Let him do the rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, he'll show you what to do. He told me to tell you that, so I told you. So God wants you blessed. He wants you well. And there's something you have to get a hold of here now. God can heal you.
Yeah.
Everything. Even, you know, a toe fungus or something. God can heal anything. God heals cancer. God heals all of it, right? He can heal you. He is able. The question with a lot of religious people is, will he? Jesus said, I will. I will heal you. So he will. So God is able and he's willing to heal you. But I'm going to tell you there's a step further than that. The Bible says that God is gracious. Gracious means he's disposed to show favor. So not only is he able, not only is he's willing, is he willing, but he is actually after you to get it done. He wants it. He's trying to get you delivered. He's trying to get you blessed. He's trying to get you top notch. He's trying to get every little ache and pain out of your body. He wants fear to leave you. He's knocking on the door, knocking on the window, looking in with his chesed, trying to get you to receive everything he has because he wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body. Not just spirit anymore. Not just, well, I'm just trying to fight the good fight, the fight. But the devil's got, no, he wants you healed in every way. He wants you to arise and shine so your light will be seen so you can draw in for the kingdom. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. The Psalm 145:8 says the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. He is gracious. He's disposed to show favor. You know someone who's always favors you? You know somebody. They'll just say, oh yeah, well, I'm gonna pick them. They favor me. I just walk by and they want to do something for me. You know, there's just some people like that are just there for you. Amen. So, James 1:16 says, do not err, my beloved brethren. 17, every good gift, say good gift. Every perfect gift, say perfect gift. Is from above and come down from the Father of lights with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He can't do it another way. If you aren't getting it that way, you're stepped out into the shadow because he doesn't have one. He is light. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's go over to Psalm 103. And I want to show you the benefits. Now, I'm showing you all this because I'm just about to launch into something that if you can get what I'm telling you, you're going to experience wholeness like you never have before. But I've got to create this place for you, this platform for you before we do it. Bless the Lord, Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Any questions? It said he did. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. When you see the word crowneth, that means cover you around, all of you. He's covering you with his loving kindness, or his... Right there you would see the word chesed, his chesed, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We can have some of that. That's good. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Verse 7, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. I want to know his ways. I want to know how he acts, but I want to know his ways. Amen. And then verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Now, if you drop down to verse 12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. So they're out of there. How far is the east from the west? You can't get there. You can't get there. It just keeps going. Amen. It's not like north and south. You have to think about that. Praise the Lord. Okay, somebody's going to say, So, forgiven, healed, redeemed from destruction, crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's Hesed. Hesed is that love that reaches, that covenant love that is reaching out and wanting to do something for you. It's not an emotional, well, I love you, I might get around to it. That's not God. God is so in love with his children, and he wants to see you whole. That's awesome. So I would say God is good. Yeah. Hey, think about this. He made the garden before he created Adam and Eve. Wow. And Eden means voluptuous living. Yeah. Wow. He put everything in there. All the fruits, all the vegetables, all the green, all the beautiful flowers, everything, all the cool animals. Yeah, they're all in there. Everything's good. And he even puts gold and fine jewels and stuff in there, and even stuff for perfume. That's how much it mattered. He had some Michael Kors, some Versace, all kinds of stuff up in there. Amen. He's doing good. There was gold there. Praise the Lord. So he made supply all ready for Adam and Eve. For you, he gave you the blessing. It's an empowerment to prosper. And then he gave you Jesus, who redeemed you from all your sin and iniquity and quickened your mortal body. Ephesians tells you it quickened your mortal body. You're alive and you can be well. And then on top of all this goodness, he gives you the Holy Spirit, who lives in you. He'll talk to you all the time and lead you and guide you and pray through you and make things right and just show you what to do. I mean, we are so blessed when you think about it. Praise the Lord. So he gave you eternal life in the good place on top of all that. You're going to the good place. You'll enter into paradise and you'll start heading toward the city, and somewhere along the way, you got some kind of neat house, some kind of neat property, some kind of estate that you'll get, and you'll enjoy all of heaven for eternity. And it's not little floaty clouds with a couple of fat baby angels playing harps. This is a good life. They're even going to have some mules there. You wouldn't believe the deer that are there. The elk, the mooses, come over to my property. They're going to be there. I'm telling you, mooses and poodles will be everywhere. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All the animals we've had, they'll just have to make room for the horses. Whatever it is you like. Praise the Lord. But you're going to live good. But you're going to love people, but you can start right here. Amen. You can have some heaven on earth. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, I've laid all that out for you because I want you to follow me real mindfully here, because let's do this. If indeed we have all of this, here's the question. Why are we not whole? That's the question. Because it's all ours. He's laid it out on the table. We can partake. Let's get down to what needs to happen here. Religious people have a lot of excuses. Yeah. Why they're not whole. Religious people do. It's easier to blame God than to be responsible. Yeah. But we're just going to have to be big boys and girls and take responsibility. We're going to have to admit why probably we aren't experiencing a lot of the best. The thing about it is, church, is once you admit that, it's kind of like the day that you admitted you were a sinner and you needed Jesus. You're now on the other side of that, but your spirit is totally pure and whole, but your soul is still being saved. Your soul still deals with this world. It's connected to this world, and so you have to work with that. So, in this world, we have unbelievers and we have believers. But within that camp, we have unbelieving believers.
Yeah.
And then we have believing believers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't want to be unbelieving believers. We want to be believing believers.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And so there's some things we can do that will actually help us do that. And listen, understand, receiving from God is not based on you earning.
Right.
No, you are going to earn some reward for your works. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're going to, but you are not earning your salvation. Jesus paid totally. You don't qualify. You can't do it. He qualified. He had never sinned. He was pure. And he paid the price for all mankind who would receive it. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So that right there, once again, another scripture, spirit, soul, and body. You want to be whole. So you got to get your believer going, right? So the just shall live by faith, not just hit it every once in a while. The just shall live by faith. It tells us Old Testament, New Testament. It tells us four times in the Bible that the just shall live by faith. You've got to trust God. So we all know now. Now let's start walking into this and stay with me the best you can, because you're going to get something that you're really going to like here. We have a measure of faith according to Romans 12, right? Okay. That faith rises up when you hear the word of God, hearing and hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Romans 10. Okay, you all know this. I don't have time to back up. Now, so what we would say then is that word is faith food.
Yes.
Because when word gets in spirit, it causes a reaction.
Right.
Now walk with me on this. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. Right? You know that scripture? That you may prove what is the good, acceptable will of God. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't be conformed to the world. So the world has a system set up to keep you in bondage. The world system. Y'all know I'm not talking about the earth. I'm talking about the system that man has made. It has a system set up that would keep you in bondage. And that's not all. The curse is functioning in the world system. Uh-huh. That's when you're in debt, so on. Totally controlled by the opinions of whatever. Right? Okay. So, it's dark. It's a way of thinking. And it's three-dimensional. Okay? It's three-dimensional. You got to get that. So it's on a natural plane. It's level. Now we know transform, do we? We know what transform, metamorphosis. And so you turn from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah.
That's metamorphosis. So what this verse is telling us is that we have an opportunity to take who we are and bring forth a change. And there's a way that this happens. There's a way that this happens. Okay. So, I want to use an old word called transmute. Okay, this is an old word. It means change from one substance or nature to another. The world is natural. Transform or transmute is to change nature to another. Water can change to ice. Okay? That's transmutation. Okay? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed or reduced to the likeness of nature. But let this transmutation take place into the supernatural. Don't be conformed to this three dimension. You know, this is all you got. This is all you're gonna do. You're gonna get to this age. You're gonna end up getting sick. You're gonna end up dying off. You're gonna end up feeling old. Maybe you better watch out so you don't be broke and blah, blah. You know, that's the way life is going to go. No, this says that you can switch over to super on natural.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. I didn't make this up. That's what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so let's just look a little further here, because this brings the better life. The world is on the hard, natural plane of materialistic life and knowledge. But then there's the spirit world, which is the supernatural world. Faith, walk with me, faith is a force in you, right? It's a force, okay? The Spirit of God is a force in you. He is a force. Now, for the teaching's sake, let's call the Spirit of God the anointing. Okay? Now, we can, because Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God had anointed him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me with the Spirit. So the anointing, then, is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. So you have two things resident in your spirit. You got faith, and you have the anointing. So you have these two forces. I'm going to stick with forces. We have two forces here. Now, the thing is, you can't get the anointing without faith. Faith has been given to you, but you have to feed it with faith food to make it work. That faith food then is the Word of God, and the Word gives you the power to believe. Most of us here know this, but walk with me. When it does, something happens. Now, and remember, your mind is involved in this. Okay. In fact, your mind is renewed. Now, if you bring two opposite chemicals, now, a lot of people understand this. If you bring two opposite chemicals together, you'll realize a flash or a flame. Have you ever done that? Uh-huh. Yeah. There's an explosion sometimes. Okay. There's been what we call interaction. Interaction. It became they got together, the catalyst. We use that word a lot, okay? So your chemicals have undergone a change when they got together. Are you walking with me?
Yeah.
Your two forces undergo a change when they get together. Okay. When faith and anointing get together, they undergo a change. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, oxygen and hydrogen united equal
water.
Very good, class. You put the two together and they become, did y'all know that? Okay, good. They're looking at each other like, we got this one right. Okay. So, you put the two together and they become a different thing. Okay. And we like what they've become. Water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Are you with me so far? Okay. So we're walking down the path here now. Paul gave us a key. He said the word did not profit them not being mixed with faith. Okay. Hebrews 4:2. That, remember, they were in unbelief. They missed the promised land, church, because they couldn't believe. Because they heard the promise. They heard the promise, but they didn't mix it with faith. So they were hearing the first 20 minutes of this message. God is good. He'll do this. He'll do that. He'll do that. You can be healed. You can be renewed. You can be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. They heard all the first part of the sermon, but then, when it was time to believe, they didn't mix it with faith. And so they walked out not whole. My God is so good. All right. They listened, but they didn't digest the word. So they did not believe. Now, you see, there's a quality or a mechanism or a content in the spirit of man.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. It is a fourth force. It is faith. Also sitting in there is the anointing. Well, Pastor, why are you going over it? Because we want everyone in here to take it with you. Both of those things are in there. They're in you right now. Okay. So faith draws the anointing. And when faith and anointing get together, there's an interaction. And that is what we call a movement of God. Now, we just sang about it.
Yeah.
We just sang about it. There is divine explosion. You know, when you do this, oh. And a lot of times it'll shake you so much that your flesh reacts, like mine just did. Oh, yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. There's an interaction going on there. There's a light going off. There's an explosion going off on the inside of you, right? Okay, so I see y'all lighting up right now. Good. Okay. Now, faith and anointing equal divine healing. They equal deliverance. They equal miracles. Did you get that? Faith and anointing will bring forth the healing, the prosperity, the protection, the deliverance. They'll bring those two things together, will bring it forth. You feed that faith and stick it in there with the anointing that's already in you, and boom, explosion.
Yeah. Amen.
There's a secret to this now. Okay, let's keep going here. So, and listen, church, I want you to understand something. Please know there's a difference between desire and faith. There's a great difference between desire and faith. You can want and want and want and want something and never get it. You have to have faith in God.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. So, there's actually a process that takes place. Faith has the power with the anointing to do what a match does to gas. All right. Now, it's the touch of faith through us that ignites the anointing and produces divine action. And I want you to see today that we're not trying to get our minds renewed by philosophies. There's a difference between philosophy and Christianity. Buddha, remember Buddha? Okay. So, he presented philosophies 500 years before Jesus. He did. Some of them were good philosophies. There wasn't anything wrong with them. Jesus actually agreed with some of them and actually quoted a few of them. You got that? And, you know, so there's others that have had philosophies. But listen to me, there's something very, very different about what Jesus says than about what people say or Buddha says or any other one who thinks they're God says. They may have a good quote in there, but it's not like Jesus. It's not anything at all like Jesus. You want me to tell you why? Because there's a different element in what Jesus says. There's a different element in his teachings. The Bible says in him was the life of God, and the life was the light of men. Now we're back to our pilot light. Now we're back to the light. When Jesus spoke, when Jesus speaks through people, when Jesus speaks out of the word, when God speaks out of the word, it's alive. The word is alive. So there's nutrition in the word.
Wow.
It's alive. It's like eating those Brussels sprouts and stuff. And broccoli and the stuff that's good for you. And some of y'all are going, Yeah, but it's good for you. It brings life to you. Some of those green smoothies that y'all are eating, drinking. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Barley green. Woo-hoo. Okay, so, life comes before light. Okay? He is light, but there is life in that light. There was light in his blood when it was poured out. And when it hit the atmosphere, it became available for you to partake. Okay. Now, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to read something to you. In the process of digestion, the food we eat is reduced to vegetable lymph before it is absorbed by the body. No scientist can really explain exactly how the lymph changes to life. Something happens when it's in the body and it changes to life. Here's the secret. Through the spirit of man, there is being imparted to every cell of your body waves of light. Waves of life. Did you get that? Through the spirit of man, there is being imparted to every cell of your body waves of light. Right? You're electric. Right now, waves of light are going through your body. Right now, they are. Energy, we would call it. You have energy. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. You ought to go take your shoes off and stand outside on the ground. It'll help you be grounded. Gets rid of all the junk. I'm not kidding. It helps you do those kind of things. Because you wear rubber soles all the time and you're driving and flying and moving around. That's why you don't feel good. You need to connect with the ground. Amen. Okay, I'll leave you alone about that. Now, so, through the spirit of man, there's being imparted to you every cell of your body, waves of light, waves of life. It is the movement of your spirit. The impulses pass through the cortex cells of the brain to every cell of your body, and when they touch the lymph, it's transformed into life. So these waves that are going through your body, when they touch what the food made, they produce energy. And they don't really know how that works even today. They don't really know how. It just works. It's somehow that the electric part of you, the light part of you, when you eat good food and it turns into vegetable lymph, it hits your body and boom, you get some energy. Are you seeing where I'm going with that? Okay, good. So, hey, when Jesus rose from the dead, how did he come back? Did he come back flesh and blood? Flesh and bone. So he came back in a glorified body. Am I right? Yeah. So he could walk through walls then. Yeah. Yeah? Because he's now fourth dimension and up. He's light speed up now, right? He's light speed up. Okay. But he ate with them.
Yeah, he did.
Now where did that go? Because he ate with them. I was asking you. Where, when Jesus ate with them, I mean, what actually happened? Transmutation. It got transformed into the way, in his way, to his way of life, into the spirit. Amen. That which is natural becomes spiritual. You gotta get what I'm telling you right now. You're gonna get well right now. That which was natural is changed by the power of God into the life of God, into the nature of God, into the substance of God, into the glory of God. So, right now, if you're receiving the word, and you have been amening while you're listening, and the anointing has risen up in you, and your faith is rising up, when they mix together right now, your liver just got cleaned out. Come on. Your eyesight can get better right now. Your heart can beat better right now. Your lungs can bring breath right now. You can get a new, what do you call those? Gallbladders, you can get that, or an appendix, or whatever it is. You can get whatever you need because your body, your spirit is releasing into your body. It's transmutation right now. It's releasing the light and the life of the Zoe life of God out into your cells, and you can become supernaturally healed right now. And that's how it works. Do not be conformed. Do not be reduced to the likeness of this world. It's natural. Folks, there's a process of divine transmutation. It's a process going on inside of you right now. Don't stop it. God takes that which is natural, that which is earthly, touches it by his divine power, moves upon it by his heavenly nature, and you come forth no longer selfish, but you are transformed, changed into the supernatural nature of the Son of God, the character and his knowledge and his understanding. You can just have everything I just said. Everything. It's yours. This is real. This tells you how the Spirit of God works scientifically. Am I right? It tells you exactly how it works. You feed that faith. You feed that faith. It gets good faith food. It gets in there. And here comes the catalyst. They mix together and boom, there's an explosion on the inside of you. And then right then, you receive what it is you need. We don't need to go around sick. I tell you, I've had enough of this and that and the other, little this and little that. I just want to be done with it. I've got the life and the light of the Zoe, life of God, living on the inside of me. I'm taking it in Jesus' name. How do we get that explosion? How do we get it? We get it by word mixed with faith. Decide to believe. Just decide. That's all you have to do. Decide to believe. You're like, just decide. You know what? I want to believe God. I'm going to believe God. I'll live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. You know, Eldred will be back here pretty quick. He's getting some rehab. But Gladys and Eldred fell down last Sunday, and they hauled Eldred off in a wagon, you know. You know, what do you call them? Ambulance. Thank you very much. There's a wagon. You can tell I'm from the country. Anyway, as he's leaving, Gladys is hollering at him, "You'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord." Now that's faith in God. She did it. Amen. So I'm telling you, don't get quiet. And if you're so shy and you can't stand for anyone to see you who hear this, go get in your truck and talk loud. Close the door, roll up the windows and start yelling. Do something. Go out in the pasture, do something. Drive down the road, but just tell the devil where to go and receive light and light. Church, every cell in your body has a door. Every cell has a door. Every door opens, and I declare it receives life and light of the Zoe life of God right now today. Your body receives it. All the neuropeptides can clear out. Neuropeptides carry chemical memories throughout your body. They need to be cleared out. You need to be declaring that every once in a while. I declare that those things are cleared out in Jesus' name. I'm telling you that today we're getting a fresh start. And by the time we get to February 25th, we're going to be running marathons. We're going to be better than we've ever been. We're going to be better in our soul. We're going to be better. Our spirit will go high. And we're going to be better in our bodies. All those joint pains, life and light, life and light. All sluggish. Isn't the word sluggish fun? Because when you say it, it just sounds so sluggish. See, listen to this. Sluggish. Slug. Slug. We're not slugs. Amen. Let's give him credit. He made it to the ark. But church. long, many years ago, I said, "What'd y'all do yesterday?" She said, "We ate lunch and laid around like a couple of snakes." I laughed till I cried. You just see a snake laying like, "Gay, let's don't use snakes because I don't like them." But it just has never left me that she said this. Listen to this last scripture. To us is given exceeding great and precious promises. They've been given to us. All those things that I told you at the first, those are yours. Okay? Now, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Wow.
The divine nature.
Yeah.
Have the faith of God. And then you can speak to a mountain because you're in the explosion place. You're releasing an authoritative command.
Yeah.
That'll kill every tumor. That'll bring blood right back up the way it needs to be.
Yeah.
Got to get a hold of this church. Yeah. It'll work. That'll change situations out there. They can change. Angelic forces can move at this. When the burden removing, yoke destroying power meets faith.
Ooh.
You're a firecracker.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
You can change the world. You can change your world for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I sure do hope so. I don't know. Stop it. This is real.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, sometimes you just come up with the silliest things, you know. I know that 2 Peter 1:4, but I don't know how you got all that stuff. You know, you just, I agree for all those promises, but I just don't know. You know, how'd you come up with, what was that word? How'd you come up with all that? I just don't know. Church, I just preached to you a sermon by John G. Lake.
Boom.
That's where that comes from. I preached it to you 10 years ago. I preached it to you 20 years ago. And I'm going to preach it to you in another few years. Because you have to be transformed and put those powers together and change your life, which will change other people's lives. You know, I can't even say, well, maybe you just don't care, because I don't think you'd be hanging around in this church if you didn't care. Because we're about the kingdom.
Yeah.
We're about God's will. We're about doing God's will. We're about the anointing. We're about removing burdens. We've proved that. I can say this about all of you. You put your money where your heart is.
Yeah.
We've sent Jews home. We've done all sorts of things. Now we're building churches, sending gifts to South America. We've done all that.
Glory
we haven't just focused on our little club. We've done what God's called. We have a global call on this church. And we've done it by prayer and finance. And we're going to step on some of those places as well.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, we have the right heart, the right place. We know this isn't just about us. But listen, the awakening's here. You got to be strong. You got to be healthy. You got to be wealthy. And you got to walk in love. And you're going to have to be strong.
Yep.
You're not retired. You may retire from the job you were at, but you're not retired as far as the gospel's concerned. You gotta play on.
That's right.
And it's everyday life.
It is.
Amen.
Yes.
You receive this word today?
Amen.
So, what are the two things that are gonna get together?
Faith and the anointing.
Faith and the anointing. And which one are you gonna feed?
Faith.
Faith. Very good. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we're gonna pray. One more time before we go. So get your heart in the right place, because you're going to walk out of here healed.
Amen.
Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, our faith has arisen today, right now. The anointing is in us today, right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command every disease, every organ failure, every tumor, any blindness, any deafness, anything that does not work right in your body, I declare from this moment it begins to function on the supernatural level in Jesus' name right now. Awaken bodies, awaken souls in Jesus' name. You think right, you do right. all of the arteries are flowing. We command them to become unclogged in Jesus' name. We command your liver to detox and function properly.
Yes.
We declare your pancreas to work properly in Jesus' name. All the bones, all the joints, all the blood flow, all your lungs, your everything, your heart beats with the rhythm of life, your blood pressure is 120 over 80 or better in Jesus' name. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We declare that you're going to run the race in fullness, hearing and seeing and being able to do all that you've been called to do. The strength of God come on you now. Burdens be removed. Yokes be destroyed. Demonic influences. As the pastor of this church, I rebuke demonic influences from your life, familiar spirits. Now you send them out. Send them off of you. In Jesus' name. Do not return. You go to a dry place. Fear, get out. God loves us. God loves us. We'll live and not die. Thank you for it, Lord. Now you're healed. Do something you couldn't do before. Shake your leg, walk around, do something. Function, do something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we still online? God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Your brain. Your memory. Take it. You can change, you know, people, I'm getting old, I think I'm not remembering right. Don't take that. You'd be like Gladys, her memory's perfect. Amen? It's good. Her and Eldred both, they're strong. No reason we can't do that. No reason at all. You don't have to start, don't start talking that senior junk. I don't want to hear it. Just repel that. Sorry. Well, I got this Medicare. I probably need to use it. No. It's there. Leave it alone. Do what you need to do.
That's right.
Amen. Just live. Live. Get strong. Knees are healed right now. Knees are healed right now. Touch your knees right now. They're healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Where's the ankle that's getting healed right now? Somebody. Who's got the ankle? Thank you for it, Lord. Right there. In the name of Jesus, right now, in Jesus' name, your ankle. I receive it for the side of my foot. I receive it right now for the, my foot needs that. Right now, take it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. How many people have dogs and cats? In the name of Jesus, we call health to your dogs and cats. And your fishes and all your horses in Jesus' name. They're healed, they're well in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. We're not taking it. How many of you own your own business? Alright, look at the hands, Lord. You see all the own business? In the name of Jesus, right now, for every business, I command you to prosper in Jesus' name. I command you to prosper. Yeah. Business prosper in Jesus' name. Exceeding abundantly above all we could think or act. Now what happened? The anointing just met the faith in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Full recovery. Pursue, overtake, and recover today in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Diabetes, leave this house in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out. Well, I don't know how all this can happen. I just spent an hour telling you how it can happen. Faith meets anointing. Say that.
Faith meets anointing.
Tell three people faith meets anointing. Faith meets anointing. Now, I wanted to tell you, you know, in case someone here is going, well, who's John G. Lake? And y'all are all laughing like, who's it? Well, somebody might not know. John G. Lake, they put the bubonic plague in his hand. He was mixed with all those people. And they took it and they put his hand under a microscope and they watched it die.
Yep.
Why? Transmutation.
Yep.
He knew how to become aware of his spirit, mix faith with it, and release it into his very own body.
Wow.
Now that's what we need to be doing. You get in the shower, you start saying, the life and the light of the Zoe, life of God, penetrate my body. Say it over, thank God for it, believe God for it, and watch God move inside your body.
Yeah. Amen.
I have this theory, and you can't prove I'm wrong about it, but I believe that if you have the right kind of faith now, that once God touches you in a place, the devil can't get back in. You ought to think about that. I'm just living that way. Say, well, you do have proof of that? Actually, I have a personal proof of that. But, what if he comes back with a second affliction shall not arise a second time. Quote that scripture. So, start thinking about that, because once you truly receive your healing, I just look at it like this, that light blasted in there. But it stayed. It stayed. You got it? It stayed in your lungs. That anointing stayed in your lungs. That anointing stayed in your... Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
That anointing stay in your bank account.
Ha!
Boom. Boom.
The anointing stay in Victory Church bank account.
Yeah.
We're not going down, we're going up.
That's right.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. More and more and more and more and more and more. Thank you for it, Lord. Church, once again, if you're here and you're thinking in any form or fashion, I don't know why I always want to talk about prosperity and healing and that, because this is God's will, that's why. Because if you don't get well and prosperous, you're not going to help anybody else.
That's right.
The Bible clearly says that people ignore a poor man's wisdom. They don't want to hear it. They want to know how someone successful got that way. How do those people get healed in your church? Why are those people so happy in your church? How is it that they know how to pray in your church? How is it that it's like that? How is it? How is it they're prosperous? How is it that one guy decided to tithe on his gross amount and he went up three times the amount of money? How is it? How is it? How is it that somebody prophesied and people that couldn't get pregnant got pregnant? How does that happen? The Spirit of God, faith mixed with the anointing. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victors. Victors in Jesus' name. Amen.